My name is I'm Miller Kato from Keio University. Today I'm talking about monitoring the dynamics of network traffic by recursive multidimensional aggregation. Generally speaking, traffic monitoring is important to detect changes in traffic pattern. Operators use traffic monitoring tool for two purposes. First, they need to understand network usage. Second, they must detect abnormal condition. To achieve these purposes, we need to the concise summary is needed for operator. The summary must not overlook possible anomalies, but detail enough to identify anomalies and dynamics. To produce concise summary, it is good to apply efficient flow-based traffic analysis. Because the dynamics of flow is good enough to identify and understand network condition, so we use flow for traffic monitoring. And the multidimensional flow aggregation is one of the ways to produce concise summary. In this technique, we extract significant pattern by aggregating flow. In our work, we define a flow as packet with unique 5-tuple. Unique 5-tuple means source and destination IP addresses, source and destination port, and the protocol. In our definition, a single TCP connection is one of the flow. In the flow aggregation technique, we use aggregated flow as counter unit. Aggregated flow is a set of common attributes in 5-tuple. For example, TCP connection directed from multiple sources to several destinations is one of aggregated flow. The table shows the representation of flows. This is representation when for TCP, single TCP connection. The second one is aggregated flow when we aggregate source and destination IP address space. The third one is aggregated flow. We aggregate source destination port in addition to second one. This is visualization example when we use flow aggregation. The entire view shows 1 week traffic processes, and the legend shows top 7 aggregated flow in the network. Each aggregated flow is represented in 2 lines. In the first line, we represent source and destination IP addresses, traffic volume, and packet counters. In the second line, we represent the decomposition of protocol and the source and destination port number within address pair. And in my problem, the problem is most of aggregated flow visualization lacks interactivity. As you know, it's trade-off between performance and flexibility. So previous work just provides overview like this. So in our definition, in our motivation, we enhance interactivity with granularity control of aggregated flow. We control temporal granularity and spatial granularity. The temporal granularity is period while significant aggregated flow are extracted. So by controlling temporal granularity, we can zoom in and zoom out freely. Spatial granularity means the detail of address and port. So sometimes aggregated flow in the legend is unclear to understand network condition. So we control the distribution of each attribute space. We have two challenges. First, we must cluster flows in huge attribute space on the fly. The raw data contains millions of flows, but we have to reduce the flow as countable unit. The second challenge point is the computation overhead. We have to reduce computation overhead when we change view. Agrim is our proposed algorithm for efficient and flexible multidimensional flow aggregation. It realizes interactive visualization. Agrim pass raw data and produce aggregated flow records. That is reusable and fine-grained. So, and the size of aggregated flow record is small, and small, and it contains redundant information about for aggregated flow. So by using flow record, Agrim can produce, generate proto data according to the user request. There are two-stage flow aggregation. In the primary aggregation, we focus on the efficient data processing. In the primary aggregation, we pass raw data and produce reusable and fine-grained aggregated flow records. In the second aggregation, we focus on flexible visualization. In this stage, we generate proto data for user-requested temporal and spatial granularity by using the aggregated flow records. In addition, in the secondary aggregation, Agrim has recursive aggregation mechanism. In the recursive aggregation, can reaggregate flow records. So if user requests coarser data, Agrim reduces the computation overhead by using the aggregate record. By using the aggregated record, we can produce, generate proto data directly. We have many previous work about traffic monitoring too. But in terms of multidimensional flow aggregation and the recursive aggregation, none of them both go. So our proposal, Agrim, provides flexible view of aggregated traffic. In fact, Agri is our previous work. So Agrim is based on Agri mechanism. So next, I'm going to explain system overview. In the primary aggregation, Agrim produces fine-grained aggregated flow record for each time beam. In detail, Agrim processes 5 attribute space by 2-pass algorithm. In the first pass, Agrim aggregates each attribute separately and the output aggregated attribute for each attribute space. In this stage, we can reduce the number of attributes around 100th and or 1,000th. In the second pass, we match each packet against aggregated attribute. This is the source of aggregated flow records. In this picture, we illustrate when we handle source and destination IP address space, but protocol and port spaces are processed in similar way. In the secondary aggregation, we have redundant information to visualize aggregated flow records. So we need to aggregate small node, small flow. So in the secondary aggregation, aggregate map all the flow records into address spaces at first. Then aggregate small flows to find superset for visualization. As I said, secondary aggregation has recursive aggregation mechanism. So in order to reduce computation overhead, we deaggregate flow. This is picture when user requests 5 minutes plot data. So aggregate map, five 1 minute long aggregated flow records into address spaces. In order to aggregate small flows, we use R-tree. R-tree enables spatial data access. In the R-tree, parent node holds the entire region of child node. For example, R2 holds the region of object 2 and object 3. So, and in the R-tree, we can aggregate neighbors based on minimum boundary region. So if object 2 and object 3 are very small, we can aggregate them into R2 easily. Usually, we use R3 to answer range query in the database. But in our case, we use R3 to find superset. So I explained recursive aggregation mechanism. So in this picture, we have 5 1-minute long aggregated flow records. And we can reduce and we can deaggregate flows by using recursive aggregation, as I said. So when we use recursive aggregation, we can aggregate short and significant flow into wildcard. So we can get 5 1-5-minute aggregated flow records like this. So we're gonna demo our tool. Sorry. This is very simplistic JavaScript. And the entire view shows 1 week traffic processes. And the legend shows top 7 aggregated flow. And in this case, second and the fourth and the fifth uses UDP traffic. And all of them use 502 port. This means RIP protocol, RIP port. And second, third, and the fifth row from one single source address to many destinations. So we can't understand the distribution of destination. So when we click this button, we can see the distribution of destination like this. And if we choose time range, we can freely zoom in and zoom out like this. Anyway, you want. So finally, we report performance of aggregation mechanism. In the primary aggregation, we measure processing time using peak, cap, and the net flow data. We use 4-hour trace data collected on 10 gigabps link from tier 1 ISP to CADA. And all of trace data is split in 1 minute. And we use commodity PC, so CPU is Intel Core i5. The figure shows the result of processing time. The vertical line shows processing time, and the horizontal line shows axis shows traffic speed. When we see net flow data, Arguim takes less than 10 seconds to process 3 gigabps traffic. Because net flow data has been aggregated to some extent, so we can observe the reasonable performance when we use net flow data. On the other hand, when we use PCAP data, Arguim takes 40 seconds to process 1 gigabps traffic. The main contributor is attribute lookup time for each packet. So we plan to use flow cache to store frequently accessed item, but I don't know it is good idea to reduce processing time significantly. So if you have an idea, I want to you to give some advice. In the secondary aggregation, we measure processing time until Arguim generates plot data. We use 7 day long aggregated flow records collected on 150 megabps transit link of wide backbone. We use 1 minute as time beam, and for comparison, we integrate time resolution of plot to 1 hour. The table shows time period entire view and observed unique aggregated flow. And the last column shows processing time. When we see the table, processing time increases exponentially with the number of aggregated flow. The main contribution is the loop to find and aggregate small flows until the requested number of flow is reached. So, but we can avoid this problem by using recursive aggregation. So, because recursive aggregation is possible to aggregate small nodes in advance, and so we can prepare COSA data for COSA grand view. In our conclusion, Arguim achieved dynamic granularity control by multidimensional flow aggregation. Arguim produced 1 day long plot data in 1.5 seconds. We believe Arguim will help to manage complex and dynamic today's network. We have 3 future work. At first, we have to release code for open use. The second, we have to improve system performance. And at last, we have to evaluate aggregation accuracy, but including previous work, we have no metric to evaluate aggregation accuracy, so we have to develop the performance metric in the future. So we have a demo in the demo session, and we need your advice. So if you are interested in, please come to my booth. Thank you for listening.
So one thing that comes to mind with this is kind of the applications.
Yeah.
So one thing is you can just view, for viewing the data, you're looking for some anomalies, exactly what use cases do you think this will target?
How about Our problem statement is the lack of granularity control in current open use traffic monitoring tool. It is trade-off between performance and flexibility. Mm-hmm. So many people compromise flexibility. But when we produce aggregated flow record, we have redundant information. So we believe we can achieve flexible view without compromising performance.
Right, but what is the application? So I'm thinking, is the user trying to schedule, network capacity? Is it a security researcher who's looking for attacks?
Yeah.
Like, what can these views give me?
By using our tool, we have detected security attack, and we have also observed service trend like P2P. So I think, as I said in introduction, so we can achieve this goal.
Okay. So actually, can you give an example of how you would do that? Like the security attack, what does that look like in your view?
Yes. This is an example when we have DDoS attack that use deep protocol. In this case, second flow has almost just UDP traffic. Mm-hmm. And the third one is also UDP traffic that use deep. And the fifth one has like this. But in DDoS attack, each flow traffic volume is very small because destination is distributed.
Right.
So by using flow aggregation mechanism, we can see the security the attack like this description.
So here they would look like a lot of flows coming at the same destination.
Yes.
And how would that look different from a busy website? Or does it look the same?
Yes, it's same. But in this case, the flow uses UDP traffic, so we can easily identify. Okay.
So it sounds like this is a good data store for anomaly detectors, because this thing would be, a hierarchical representation that somebody can query. So then maybe if usually that flow does not exist and it exists today, then you have a representation for it, right? Okay, I think that makes sense. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.